I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A partial shutdown of the U.S. government continues after a funding bill was blocked in the Senate Friday night.
Very sadly, we are on the precipice of a government shutdown. The majority leader only just allowed us to vote on a continuing resolution that he knew lacked the votes long before this hour. It's not just Democrats who oppose this CR. Several Republicans did as well.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer saying he tried to reach a deal with President Trump. He said this will be called the Trump shutdown because Mr. Trump has avoided all bipartisanship. However, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell has blamed the government shutdown on Democrats.
What we've just witnessed on the floor was a cynical decision by Senate Democrats to shove aside millions of Americans for the sake of irresponsible political games. The government shutdown was 100% avoidable.
Senators resumed debate today on a temporary spending bill. U.S. President, Vice President Mike Pence is on a trip to the Middle East with a first stop in Egypt today, followed by stops in Jordan and Israel. In Cairo, Mr. Pence will be having meetings with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi before flying to Amman, Jordan. He'll meet with King Abdullah there. Sunday afternoon, he then flies to Israel. Vice President is not expected to meet with Palestinian leaders. Mr. Pence is the first senior administration official to visit the Middle East since President Trump announced his decision to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That's a move widely condemned by world leaders. This is VOA News. Beijing is now accusing the United States of violating China's sovereignty after a U.S. missile destroyer sailed near a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. The USS Hopper sailed within 12 nautical miles of the island, also known as Scarborough Shoal, on January 17th. China's defense ministry said in a statement that a Chinese frigate immediately took actions to identify and verify the U.S. ship and drove it away by warning. China claims virtually the entire South China Sea and has carried out extensive land reclamation work on many of the islands and reefs it claims, equipping some with airstrips and military installations. The U.S. Navy regularly sails through the area to assert freedom of navigation. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has rolled out parts of the Trump National Defense Strategy, which would expand the American competitive military advantage over China and Russia. The document accuses China of predatory economics to intimidate neighbors. It claims Russia violates neighboring borders. More demonstrations are expected this weekend in Washington, D.C. to mark Monday's anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision supporting abortion rights. U.S. President Donald Trump Friday called every child a precious gift from God and said his administration will defend the right to life as he addressed pro-life activists gathered for the 45th annual March for Life. The seasonal flu is now widespread across the continental United States, and it's causing severe illness and rising numbers of hospitalizations. Steve Miller reports for VOA.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that this year's outbreak of flu appears to be peaking, but hospitals are still struggling to keep up with the flow of patients. In the western state of California, some hospitals have set up what they are calling disaster tents to shelter flu patients while they wait to see a doctor. While Dr. Adrian Cotton still recommends getting the flu vaccine, even though it's only 10 to 30% effective, he says the most important thing to do is
wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. It really is the most important thing.
Steve Miller, VOA News.
Social media giant Facebook says it will begin to prioritize trustworthy news outlets on its site in order to counteract misinformation. The company said it will now ask its more than 2 billion users to rank the news organizations they trust in order to prioritize high-quality news over less trusted sources. The U.S. has condemned Sudan's arbitrary detention of journalists after reporters from the French news agency AFP and Reuters were arrested covering a street protest Friday. The U.S. State Department said it was aware of the detentions and is closely following those reports. And the president of the International Olympic Committee said Saturday that North and South Korean teams will march together at the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympic Games next month under a Korean unification flag. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits and more on